Let's go, and there's somebody visiting me here. Turn your Bibles with me to Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And we're going to follow a message tonight called Living in Perfect Peace. How many people need some peace tonight? Amen. So let's go look at Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And, you know, this is kind of runs off the prayer of casting all your cares upon the Lord, and God has an answer to everything that we have problems with. And so I want to read first this verse of Scripture as our text, Philippians 4, 6. And this actually is what we call the prayer of casting your cares upon the Lord, or the stress-relieving prayer, or the care-relieving prayer, or the anxiety-breaking prayer. So let's go to Philippians 4, 6, and 7. I'm reading the New King James Version. The Scripture here says, be careful for nothing. Now, that might not be very clear for some, but we'll go to another verse of Scripture, or at least another version will give you more clarity. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. You know, your heart is not your mind, and your mind is not your heart. And so we need to differentiate what the Scripture is saying. So sometimes we need to have a spirit of peace in our lives. So notice also it says that your request. This is something that you do for yourself. We can't ask other people to do it for us. You can ask someone to pray for you, but you must always be learning to do this for yourself. So he says the peace that passes all understanding. It'll blow your mind, some of you say. You can't understand how God actually can do this when you're having such hard times. Now let's go over read this over in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, and the Amplified Classical version. He said, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Anything means everything, anything that you can think about, spirit, soul, and body, or natural or spiritual. But in every circumstance, now we face a lot of circumstances in our lives, and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving. Notice that with thanksgiving, so that, you know, the thanksgiving of God, knowing that he is going to cover this situation, you have to have faith that he's going to do that. And that's why we can be thankful. He says over here, continue to make your wants known to God. And again, verse 7, God's peace shall be yours. You have to understand that's the subsequent, following situation that happens after we do the first part. Sometimes we want the second part, but we don't do the first part, which is learning how to cast our cares on God. Let God be the driver. Let God take the rein. Let him stir your mind and your spirit, and let him take all the stuff that you're concerned about. So it says, and God's peace shall be yours. Well, that's what we want. We want God's peace. Amen? It shall be yours, that tranquil state of soul. I like that version because it talks about tranquility, a state of tranquility. We want to be at perfect peace. And he says, be assured of his salvation through Christ. In other words, you know, anything that we need from God, salvation covers a lot of areas. Salvation is an all-inclusive word which covers, you know, the physical body, the material things that we need, food and shelter. It covers, you know, our security. We might need different things in our lives. Maybe we're afraid of certain situations that's about us. So the Bible talks about that our salvation can be assured in Jesus. So that fearing nothing from God and being content with his earthly lot of whatever sort it is, that peace which transcends all understanding. In other words, your mind, again, can't really fathom this, that God can actually do this. But we must have faith that he can do that. Must believe that he can actually do that for us. shall garrison Mount Guard over our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. As an introduction, we just want to say this, that Apostle Paul, you know, God wants us to have peace, and Paul said that it's possible to be at peace with yourself, within yourself, with other people, and with God. No matter what is going on in our lives, he says, in every situation. So God's word says it's possible. Right now, where you're sitting, no matter what you're facing, you might be facing a very serious condition that you're experiencing in your body or something in your family's life or something, that we can have peace still, no matter what happens. Amen? And so God always wants us to be in peace. He just doesn't want to have it, you know, once in a while. We need to have this peace always, all the time, day and night, in the good times and the bad times. You know, some people could have really good times, or they have money, they have people love them, they got nice homes, they're having success, but they're just not at peace. They think that something is about to break loose any minute. And maybe they're afraid the devil's going to start attacking them, and they have no defense. And so they have this unsettledness, this unsettling in their spirit, in their heart, and their mind, and in the back of their mind, something's lurking, that there's a boogeyman that's about to grab you and destroy your life. Well, let me tell you something. It's cool outside. In case you didn't know. And maybe that's a reflection of the church service tonight. Everybody's a little cold, a little ice challenges. But we still can have peace. Amen. Now let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16 in the New Living Translation, because I know you guys like living new. You're a New Testament believer. I thought you might like this version. Well, there's nothing but Bible school students tonight here. I just noticed something. They couldn't stay away because they have to be here tonight. Cold or not, if it was 6 feet or so, they'd be here. They'd swim through it, go under it or over it or whatever it is. Let's notice here, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Everybody wants peace, and God has it. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace, or give you his peace at all times, in every situation. The Lord be with you. Well, we could go home right now and say, man, oh man, that was such a good service. This one scripture changed the direction of my night. Amen? I want to read that again because it's so nice. Now the Lord of peace himself, that's God, give you his peace. How many need to know this, that there's, you know, it's a gift. Peace at all times. In other words, tomorrow when you go to bed at night, there might be some things you're concerned about in your body or in your finances or your family. But we can go to bed tonight in peace. We can lay down in peace. The Bible says, and I believe, you know, in Proverbs 3 somewhere, and you know, the 4th, 3rd chapter of, you know, the psalmist said, you know, we can go to bed in peace tonight. I don't know if somebody might have got that scripture. It just came up to me right now because I don't have it in my notes. But I remember that, you know, when we used to put the kids to bed, you know, God will give you peace as you sleep. Because some people don't have. Some people, well, you know, God wants us to have peace all the time. But, you know, people who are evil, they don't have any peace. They don't have any peace. So they have to use something else to calm them down. The Bible says in Isaiah 57, 21, the New Living Translation says, there's no peace for the wicked. Those people outside of God can't experience real peace, but we can, because we have a God of peace. Some don't know where to find peace. If they think there is peace, they keep searching elusively for that peace or that place, or that person will give them peace, or that thing will give them peace, or that you know, country or wherever they're going to go. Maybe I should go to some kind of a sit under a palm tree somewhere and there's peace there. Said that on TV. You know, if you see that scene on TV, get some peace, come over here. Well, there's bugs everywhere and there's snakes there trying to get at you, come home with bed bugs. None of you are laughing because you're going away soon. So Romans chapter 3, verse 17 says some people don't know where to find peace. So they're looking in all the wrong places. They're trying to find peace someplace. Wicked people, those who don't know God, and maybe perhaps those who have fallen away from God, they're trying to find peace in something else. Sometimes people will offer you peace, but it's not real peace. They say, well, take this stuff, rub this on, eat this. You know, if you have extra hair, you'll just have peace. You got longer hair, even shorter hair. Maybe if you lost some weight, you'll have peace. Leave sugar off and whatever. They'll tell you whatever they want to tell you. You'll seem to calm down a little bit. Amen? So he said, they offer, Jeremiah 8:11 says, they offer superficial treatments for my people's mortal wounds. You know, the world is giving certain kind of things that'll try to give you peace. But only God can give you the real peace. They give assurances of peace, but there's no peace in whatever situation they're trying to offer you in this world. But you and I, we serve a God of peace. It says over here in Thessalonians 1 and 1 Thessalonians 5:23, not a God of peace, the new living, now the God of peace make you holy in every way, and your whole spirit, your soul and body keep you blameless until the Lord comes again. So God wants us to experience peace in every way possible. We don't have to have disruption in our lives. Now the dictionary, I'm looking at a dictionary today, and I said, so what is peace? You know, I look at the scriptures, and I want to see what it says here, the dictionary, just a regular dictionary you pick up anywhere. It says, peace is a state of mind of tranquility and serenity. That sounds nice. I want that serenity and tranquility. Freedom of mind from annoyances. Anybody ever annoy you? You want to have peace from that person? freedom from annoyance and distraction. You know, there's a lot of things that take away your mind, you know, your state of mind, and put something else in there, you're distracted. Some people just can't, their mind is still going 100 miles an hour, they can't have any kind of peace. What's the next thing? What can we do next? So you get some excitement. You don't need no excitement. Calm down. Amen? Just going. Where can we go next? Where can we eat next? What exciting thing can we find to do? So, he says, freedom from of mind from anxiety and obsessiveness. Some people are so obsessed with people and stuff and things, and they have to drink this and eat that, and then they'll have peace. I don't see Ernie here. Oh, there he is. I didn't see a bucket down there, so I thought maybe. Merriam Webster. She used to go to church here before. She moved out. She says this, peace is a state of tranquility. I think she got that from another dictionary. It's a state of being quiet. It's freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts. You know, thoughts can come to you that disturb you. You ever get that? You know, all of a sudden you just wake up and something horrible, this bad thought comes to you. That's not from God at all. That's the devil attacking you. It says here, disquieting oppressive thoughts and emotions. You know, what you're thinking about, it affects you how you feel, right? How you feel about life. Someone might say, I have perfect peace and contentment. I have no hostility. I'm so calm. But you know, we have peace with God. First of all, we have to know we have peace with God. The scripture says here in Romans 5:1, he says, they're having justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture also says that when we please God, he makes even our enemies to be at peace with us. Check that out in the in your Bible dictionary. It's there. You just you know, look at it, and it says that when you please God, even people who are at odds with you will have to be at peace with you because God's done something. When your ways please God, you'll be peace with God and man. That's what the scripture says. Look for it. Go home tonight. Find it. It's there. So God is not mad at you, and he settled all our differences, our sin in Jesus. And when he put Jesus on the cross on our behalf, so you can thank Jesus because he'll give you that peace that he got for us. It said over here in Isaiah 53:5, he suffered and died and so that we could have peace like right now. We don't have to be in turmoil any longer because Jesus has given us peace. I remember I had a personal revelation of this scripture when the Spirit of God spoke to me. And I experienced peace from that day forward when I kept my mind on the Lord. Now, if I kept my mind on the thing that I was afraid of, then I'd get that back again. So we have a part to play in the peace that we enjoy, that has been bought for us. Isaiah 53, in verse 5, the New King James Version says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities." Notice this. "The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." So Jesus paid a price so that we'd have peace in this world. That's why he told his disciples, "Peace I leave with you." And so we need to take that gift. Before you leave here, take that gift and take it home with you. It's yours. So peace comes only from God. You can't find it any other place. Only God can give you perfect peace. The world will try to offer you a pseudo peace. You know what a pseudo peace means? I had to look it up. I heard people saying that all the time. Okay, what does that mean? So I had to research it, Google. And they had it right on there. It said, pseudo peace is, which is not actually real peace, but it's having an appearance of peace. It's a false or superfluous, or whatever you call that. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Sometimes you see a word you don't know. But it's a sham, in other words. It's not real. It's phony. Phony Maroney. When you know God has covered you, you'll have perfect peace. When you know that God's covered everything about your life, you'll have peace. You go to bed at night. But you have to fix your mind on it. Now, let's go over here to Job chapter 2. Job chapter 22. Let's read from verse 21, and we'll read several scriptures and verses. And I want to let you know here that when you come to God, there are certain benefits that God gives you in that peace. It says over here, I'm reading the New Living Translation, Job 22, verses 21 to 30. It says, "Submit to God and you will have peace." That's pretty good. Submit to God and you'll have peace. If you don't submit to God, in other words, you're not going to have peace. Is there parts of your life tonight that you have not submitted to God? Well, you'll always have some turmoil there. And you'll always have some open door for the enemy to kind of walk in on you. He says, submit to God. You know, submit to God is submit to God. It didn't say it just in one area. You say, God, everything about me. Now, this submission to God is a prayer, you know, we make every day or every once in a while, maybe several times a day, even if you have to, that you give yourself to God. You just said, Lord, you have all my life. Everything I have is from you. And if you want to use it, you go ahead. Whatever I have is yours. So let's go ahead and read the New Living, verse 21. Submit to God and you'll have peace. Then things will go well for you. Well, we want everything to go well for us. Listen to his instructions and store them in your heart. So that's what you have to do, is listen to his instructions and store these in your heart. That's if you're submitted to God. If you return to Almighty, you'll be restored. So clean up your life. If you give your lust, if you give up your lust for money and throw your precious gold into the river, the Almighty Himself will be your treasure. In other words, you'll never, you know, you have to put God before anything, this worldly treasure, because you'll always have turmoil if you always, if you make money and prosperity alone your God. Because you'll never experience peace. The way, because God alone wants to be your supply. I'm not telling you to throw away all your money, but it says that in there. It gives you that appearance, but it's not telling you that. But, you know, if you make that your God, then there's something, you'll have some trouble there, I guess, for sure. So the Almighty Himself will be your treasure. He will be your precious silver. Then He will take, then you will take delight in the Almighty to look and look up to God. You will pray to Him and He will hear you. That's if you submit it. And you will fulfill your vows to God. And whatever you promised God to do, you're going to do what He said to do. Whatever you said to God. You will succeed in whatever you choose to do. That's a promise. You'll have success in every area of life. You won't have any turmoil about whether or not you're going to make it. You're going to have, if you say, I'm going to try this out, I'm going to do that. And what if I don't make it? Well, no, God says you will have success in spite of your lack of inabilities to have whatever it is. Whatever you do. Yes. And light will shine on the road ahead of you. In other words, hey, listen, your future is going to look real good. The plans are going to look real good. If you are in trouble and you say, Lord, help them, if people are in trouble, maybe some of your relatives are in trouble, and you say, God, help them, and He's going to do it. Because for you. Now, look at this over here. Even sinners will be rescued. They will be rescued because your hands are pure, and God has promised you that if you live for God, if you submit your life to Him, your prayers will be so heard that no matter who's having trouble around you, if you pray for them, they will be rescued. Somebody's out of trouble, out of whack with God, maybe some of your family members, maybe it's your kid or your husband, wife, or whoever, your cousin, whatever, they're out there somewhere doing something. And if you pray, God's going to rescue, God's going to bring them into, you know, a place where, you know, it's going to be peaceful, right? You want that. So when we get our minds off the problem and onto God, we have peace. So if we focus on these scriptures, and this is what's going to happen to me if the Lord, you know, if I put my trust in Him, if I put my focus on God. So we understand, like, you know, God wants us, all of us, to experience peace every day, all day long, wherever we are, no matter what is going on in my life. God promises that we should have peace every day, no matter what is going on in our lives. That's what God said. The devil wants turmoil and disruption in your life. He wants you to not experience, you know, the joy of being in tranquility and serenity and going to bed, you know, and having worries on your heart, having a heavy heart going to bed. God doesn't want you to have that tonight. He wants you to be completely free and go to sleep and have a rest and enjoy your day the next day. Because sometimes people don't enjoy the next day because they're carrying problems over from yesterday. So learn to drop it off and say, God, you know, as our text said, that we cast every care upon God and allow Him. Like, if you're worrying about it, then you're handling it. That's hard for us to understand. Like, if you're worried about a problem, you still have it. God doesn't. Let me just say that one more time. If you are worried about your problem, if you're in turmoil and you're shaky and you're nervous and you're concerned, overly concerned about something, we should all be somewhat concerned about different things, but I'm talking about being overly burdened about something. If you're in that state, then you still have the problem. You haven't really cast it over to God. You got it. So God can't work at it if you have it. That's the whole idea. And that peace, in verse 7 in Philippians 4 says, you can't experience that peace if you still got it. Is that a hard thing to do? Sure it is. That's where the fight of faith is. Nobody likes to fight. A lot of times you're fighting with yourself because you're fighting with your mind and emotions. You're trying to get your minds back in the right gear. You're trying to, get a hold of your feelings and stuff like that, and just and put that under the blood and get the word on it and then talk to yourself about it. We all want peace. We have to get our minds off the problems and get it on to Jesus and get it on where we should now. Isaiah 26:3 says, God will keep you in perfect peace because you trust him. You keep in perfect peace. That's what we want. We want perfect peace. We want that peace. That's the result of those, those blessings, that we just looked at. That's what happens to people. Now, notice this, Psalm 112, verse 1 and verse 6 to 8, New Living Translation. So we're talking about having peace. And there's a lot of people looking for peace, and they're looking for it all the wrong places, trying to do the wrong things. They're looking for it in people. They're looking for it in a job. They're looking for it in a place or a geographic location. They're looking at that they'll have it when they get out of town or whatever it is. They're looking for peace, but it's not lasting. You come back home after, it's still waiting for you at the airport. Waiting for you to take that luggage that you thought you left behind, and you put it back in your car. Oh, man, I got to put these back on my car. Right? Now, look at this. Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Can you praise the Lord, anybody? Yeah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Yeah. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Can you do that? Well, that's good. How joyful are those who fear the Lord? When we talk about fearing the Lord, like we're scared of him. That's not what it means. If you're scared of God, like if you did something wrong, he'll squish you. That's not what it's talking about. That means you revere God. Fearing God means you revere him. You put him higher than anything else in your life. You don't want to, you want to please God. You don't want to displease him. You want to please him. That's what it talks about. You want to please God in all you do. So those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands, man. Ooh, if you really want to do that, you're going to experience some things. No, look at this here. Look at verse 8, verse 6. I'm going to my childhood ways. God is my daddy. Psalms 112, verse 68. No. Such people, these people who fear the Lord, will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. Everyone here, if you belong to Jesus, you're righteous. You don't work for this kind of righteousness. God gave it to you as a free gift. So the righteous will long be remembered. Some people say, well, I wish I was righteous. No, you are righteous. That's who you are. So they will not fear bad news. I want to say it again. They will not fear bad news. The righteous will not fear bad news. People say, pray for me that a doctor will give me a good report. We're not going to force any kind of forgery here. If the doctor said something wrong with you, you better look at it. Yeah. It's not denying. Faith is not denying you have a problem. We don't consider that as a final answer. Yes, there is something bad going on there. But listen, there is a problem, but I'm trusting God. It's quiet. I mean, you should be shouting there, right there. I'm waiting, Okay, so they will not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. That's why you don't fear bad news, because you confidently trust God. You trust him. You rely on him. You depend on him. You have confidence in him that when you gave your life to Jesus, these things are not going to happen to you. You'll have enough faith, you'll have enough strength to overcome everything. When you get up in the morning, you'll have strength tomorrow morning. You say, well, I want some right now. Well, relax a little bit. They're confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. Your foes might be a lack of finances. It could be a family dispute, a problem with your relationships or something like that. This is not good. These are enemies against you. You're again enemy to Bagashita Lamoso. Because somebody didn't understand that. Did you get that? Praise God. Well, when Jesus left, they said, oh, poor me, Jesus left. I wish he was still here. Well, John 14, 127 says, Jesus said, this is the Amplified Bible. He said, peace I leave with you. My perfect peace, we're talking about perfect peace. My perfect peace I give you. Well, the Lord doesn't give you something half broken or half ways. He gives you something perfect. I give you perfect peace, not as the world gives. We just finished talking about in other scriptures that the world will try to offer you a pseudo peace. It looks like peace, but it's not. Taking a drink of alcohol or taking drugs is a pseudo. It's not going to last. It'll take you, in fact, take you further away from God. But those who confidently trust the Lord, they'll have peace. You can't get that any other way. Jesus said you can't get this kind of peace from anything else except from heaven. Now, can you have peace tonight? Will you have peace tonight? Somebody was grunting. I don't know who that is. Okay, so I give you peace. Not as the world gives do I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. He says, do not let your heart be troubled. That means you have a responsibility of doing that yourself. You have some control over how much you're going to suffer tonight. Let's go to bed. So don't let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you down in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for everything. You know, when you don't have that peace, it seems to take the courage out of you. It takes the fear, just snuffs out anything that you good that you got in you. And the strength to face the next day or the next problem. You say, oh, man, I'm just carrying this thing. If the next problem, if anything comes right now, it's going to crush me. Well, no, that's what God says. You'll even be stronger than that. You're able to, I like what the Amplified says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I like it says the Amplified there. I think the Amplified says, I'm ready and willing to face anything, no matter what comes my way. So you can get his peace. You can't get this from the world because Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled or distressed or agitated. Believe in me, adhere to, trust in me, rely on me. Believe in God or adhere to and trust and rely on me. Peace I leave with you, my own peace I give you. Not as the world gives it, do I give you. There it is. So that there's a peace out there, but it's not the real one. Don't let your hearts be troubled and so on. So the more we know God, the more peace we'll enjoy. The more Bible you know, the more you meditate on the Word, the more peace you'll experience. You can't just read a scripture in 2 minutes and just say, wow, I should have it by now. You have to eat that scripture. You have to look at the scripture, read it to yourself. You might take a day. Just think about one scripture. You don't have to read the whole chapter of a Bible to get something. Read one scripture sometimes. Sometimes I read lots of Bible, but the most productive I ever read is that gives me real joy is when I eat it. I look at that word. I talk to it about myself. I said, man, that word said, hey, that belongs to me. Thank God. Lord, I want to thank you for that peace. I have that right now, so that's mine. Oh, Lord, I just give you praise. Thank you for that peace. I can enjoy that peace. Thank you, Lord, I have that right now. It's real. It's mine. That's how you meditate. You talk to yourself to God. You prophesy to yourself. You got peace there, man. Come on, Roma, pick up yourself. Come on. You know, you prophesy. Cheer yourself on with the scripture. Talk to yourself about that scripture. That's what you do. You be your own cheerleader. God's peace will be yours no matter what. We read that in 2 Thessalonians 3:18. May the Lord of peace give himself to you his peace at all times in every situation. The Lord's peace be with you. That's a wonderful thing to know. Throw everything else on God. And then you'll come up on the better end. Let's go ahead and stand up. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I have perfect peace. Thank you for the joy of the Lord is my strength. I want you to lift up your hands and begin to pray in tongues a little bit. Come on, do that. Father, we want to thank you. We're praying in tongues today, this morning and then or this evening in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. It might be China. It might be morning over there, wherever people are watching this afternoon, wherever you are. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bra ki sindeba. Father, we thank you, Lord God. You're covering that area. You're covering that area. Situations that I don't have no control over, but you have control over that. So right now, Father, we're praying over these areas in our own lives. Maybe it's a financial area. Maybe it's a physical challenge. Maybe it's an emotional situation with a family member. And I don't care what it is. Father, you're going to turn that around. So we give it over to you, Lord, and we'll do our best. And so we thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord. I have perfect peace. Everybody said, I have perfect peace. I have peace with my enemies. I have peace with God. I have peace with myself. I have the Prince of Peace in me. My whole spirit, soul and body is experiencing the peace of God tonight. I'm going to sleep in peace tonight and wake up in peace and enjoy that all day long. I can have that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.